Hello and welcome again to the M&M Show on Coming Old 106.8. My name's Maisie.
And my name is Simona, also called Mona.
And hello everyone out there. I hope you've all had a good week and even a better day today, despite the constant rain that we seem to be getting. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to just let you all know that obviously this is a community radio and we're going to let you know what's going on the community just now for this week. And, well, it's going on permanently just now. So just now we've got the Coming Old Men's Group, which runs on every Sunday from 6 o'clock to 9. And that's at Coming Old and Cabrain Community Hub. Then we have the community events and talent show, which is coming up on Easter round about Easter holidays. We've got on the 8th to the 11th of April at the Burroughs Social Club from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Now come along and show off your talents and even learn some new skills. It's a workshop that will consist of dancing, singing and musical instrument workshops. Hey Mona, do you think maybe we should join in there?
Absolutely, I would get delight in joining them.
Singing and dancing, how good that would be, wouldn't it?
Do you think we're too old for that?
No, we're never too old. It's open for everybody. The kids, I'm sure they'll have a great joy and laugh at all the old people jumping about. Eh?
You know, grandmothers and children make a good combination.
Oh, definitely. I have fun with my grandkids. So before I forget as well, before we keep rambling on here, we've got, just to let you know, a promotion here. We've got Coming Old Farmers Market this Saturday, just at the back of Tesco, the rear car park. Now, it starts at 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Now, it's a free entry and all is welcome. Donations, if you have anybody out there getting donations, you can please bring it along and bring along your locally sourced food and drinks as well, if you want. So anyway, we've got community living rooms, which is up again at Coming Old and Cabrain Community Hub, which is every Tuesday and Thursday. Now, everybody's allowed to come along there. Everybody's welcomed and get a hot drink and a blether. So, yeah, so take that up. Definitely remember about the farmers market because we need to help and support our farmers because of what's going on around, not just only in our country, but practically around the world. Farmers are getting annihilated in the fact that the way they're getting hounded out of business by, you know, your other big shops like your Asda's and Tesco's. So I, for one, I don't know about you, Mona, but I try to do locally produced, you know, anything that's grown in my own country and in my own area. So I've been doing that for quite a long time.
Yeah, I cannot say that I'm doing the same. I'm very simplistic in my way of life. But the idea is that, you know, the farmers have problems all over the world. And I know especially about what happened in Romania. And you don't see this much on TV there either. But there have been huge crowds of farmers, you know, with their trucks all over the country out, you know, claiming for some support from the government, which I think it's kind of the same problem everywhere in Poland, in Germany, in Netherlands, in Ireland, here in the UK. The farmers want to have the minimal support they need in order to continue to produce for the people. Nothing else. They don't want special privileges. They just want to continue to do their business and to feed their countries, nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right there as well. So we really need to support our farmers because they're really having a really hard time. And yeah, as I said, I've seen it quite on plenty of social media platforms that they're all over the world, actually. Holland, I think Holland started it off a wee beginning of last year or the year before. But yeah, it's really coming to the point where they're, you know, it's really having a major impact on our food productions and things and our meat. And so, yeah, let's support our farmers. Get out there and start buying your locally produced food and not your pre-packed stuff. So anyway, that's for that for this Saturday at the back of Tesco, Craig Marlett and Cumbernauld. So anyway, everyone, I hope you've all, as I said earlier on, I hope you've had a good day so far. And Mona and I, we're going to be talking a wee bit much about the vaccines and excess deaths because this is starting to come up. You know, it's really is everything that you're reading now and seeing that's always going about excess deaths and vaccines. So, and we were looking on international newspapers. And so this is all coming from newspapers and sources from, you know, the media. this isn't coming from us. So this is what we were looking at, because we're really flabbergasted. It's what's actually happening, aren't we, Mona?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that they are discussing about this on TV either. I don't know. As I confessed previously, I don't own a TV anymore. And that happened before I came to Scotland, you know, I think 12, 13 years ago, I got rid of my TV. That's the reality. But the idea is that you can find many resources on the internet right now speaking about some countries that have officially pointed at the link between excess deaths and vaccines. And we will discuss this a bit, also presenting the official perspective of the UK government and the NHS for the sake of decent debate, isn't it? So first and foremost, my friend here will present you what we found in the paper called The Light, the People's Paper, about a Slovakian prime minister calling for an excess deaths investigation. So this is not the contribution of the paper. This is just a translation of this official discourse in their parliament. So please read this, Maisie.
Okay, you want me to read that a wee bit out just so that you are getting a gist of what's here. So this is a Slovakian prime minister is calling for excess deaths investigation. Now, the prime minister, Robert Fico, has given a speech in the parliament and saying that given the excess deaths in the country of 21,000, there will be an investigation into the COVID-19 pandemic management and the vaccines. Now, speech is below, but here is the best bit showing that Fico means business, right? So we've got 21,000 extra deaths, which we connect with the fact that the governments that were here since 2020 were not capable of managing the pandemic and cared only about economic gains and, of course, made sure they were bowing to pharmaceutical companies from which they bought huge quantities of useless medical equipment and often also vaccines. Now, this is a quote from him. This isn't a quote from us, guys, so just letting you know that. Now, if I read a wee bit further here, he says, I don't even want to talk about the European level, you know, that I have been very open and I've said to Madam President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, openly that the suspicions that are connected with her and to the purchase, the largest purchase in the history of the European Commission of vaccines, when she literally exchanged secret text messages to the CEO of Pfizer, who's Albert Bourla, and went to ridicule of members of the European Parliament. A report was issued that was completely blacked out. We will simply never be able to find out the truth of what that role of pharmaceutical companies played and who actually organised this whole circus around the COVID-19. Now, under these conditions, ladies and gentlemen, the government of Slovakia Republic has decided that it will include into the government's programme statement a commitment that it will settle this issue. So the Slovakian public simply needs an answer. It needs an answer in regards to vaccination. What it actually was. Why were people vaccinated with various experimental vaccines without any trials? Why were all sorts of drugs forced into people? And why was there statewide testing? Who was buying? Why were they buying? And what quantities were being bought? How much money did it cost?
Yeah, so he speaks finally that they know one thing for sure. Previous governments completely failed to manage COVID properly and have around their necks 21,000 dead people, and apparently they made a huge amount of money on the unnecessary purchases of various medical equipment and vaccines. Thank you very much. That's the end of his speech. And again, as we said, this is no contribution from The Light. This is just this prime minister's official declaration. And yeah, and I think it's time for us to add a couple of words about this paper, The Light, because we have used it several times. And we know that the BBC, for example, doesn't like it. I found an article saying The Light inside the UK's conspiracy theory newspaper that shares violence and hate. This is from June 2023, and they say that they call for trials and executions of politicians and doctors with links, and they have links with the British far right, and so and so. Yeah, so I don't know about this, all these connections, but what we are doing is not to endorse this paper. We're just reading some articles that we cannot find in the mainstream media and that can be verifiable in matters of sourcing and appear to us as relevant for the situation in which we find ourselves. So again, it's not an endorsement of this. It's not as it is not an endorsement of the BBC or of the Slovakian prime minister or anything. It's just a matter of debate and bringing all the information together so the people can have more of an informed consent. Yeah, so we'll continue a bit on the same note with another interesting news that probably you haven't heard in the mainstream media. And this is coming from Texas. And this is the Attorney General Ken Paxton suing Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vaccine efficacy and conspiring to censor public discourse. This is from November 30th, 2023, a press release. Would you like to read this for us, Maisie?
Okay, so it's it's a Texas Attorney General who's Ken Paxton. And he's suing Pfizer, is what Mona is saying, for unlawful misrepresentation and the effectiveness of the company's COVID-19 vaccine and attempted to censor public discussion of the product. So Pfizer engaged in a false, deceptive and misleading acts and practices by making unsupported claims regarding the company's COVID-19 vaccine in violation of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. So what they're doing is the pharmaceutical company widespread representation that its vaccines possess 95% efficiency against infection was highly misleading. That metric represented a calculation of the so-called relative risk reduction for vaccinated individuals in Pfizer's initial two-month clinical trial results. So even though I'm reading parts of that, what's making me kind of going back to things what I've been reading is there seems to be a bit of a mixture going on here, because what the things that I've been reading from the Pfizer material as well and their own documentation was they didn't do any clinical trials at all. So I don't know how everything seems to be getting so screwed up. Really a strange phenomenon the way it's all going, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was just an emergency authorization for these vaccines because the pandemic, you know, and the urgency of the matter. That was the justification for not having clinical trials as for any other medication. So anyway.
So I may read that wee bit off there again. So it just says, Pfizer's product failed to live up to the company's representations. COVID-19 cases increased after widespread vaccination administration. In some areas saw a greater percentage of deaths from COVID-19 among the vaccinated population than the unvaccinated. When the failure of this project became apparent, Pfizer then pivoted to silencing truth tellers. So the lawsuit notes, how did Pfizer respond when it became apparent that its vaccine was failing and the viability of its cash cow was threatened? By intimidating those spreading the truth and by conspiring to censor its critics, Pfizer labelled as criminals those who spread facts about the vaccine, and it accuses them of spreading misinformation. Now, isn't that a great word they keep banding about everything? Misinformation, disinformation. So anyway, and it goes, and it coerced social media platforms into silence, prominent truth tellers. So there you go. So it's Pfizer has been buying people's silence, and actually there's been a lot more intimidation and threatening things that I've read on many social platforms on it.
Yeah, I mean, if we would have said this or the light, that would have been classified a perfect conspiracy theory. But remember, this is the Attorney General of Texas speaking.
Yes.
And the end of this press release sounds, we are pursuing justice for the people of Texas, many of whom were coerced by tyrannical vaccine mandates to take a defective product sold by lies, said Attorney General Paxton. The facts are clear. Pfizer did not tell the truth about their COVID-19 vaccines, whereas the Biden administration weaponized the pandemic to force illegal public health decrees on the public and enrich pharmaceutical companies. I will use every tool I have to protect our citizens who were misled and harmed by Pfizer's actions. So the lawsuit follows Attorney General Paxton's investigation into Pfizer and other vaccine manufacturers announced earlier this year. So we are looking right now for the follow-up in 2024. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting. But yeah, Texas is not the only source of debate in matters of vaccines. We found another very interesting thing coming from Philippines this time. We found it on the Substack of Dr. William Makis, and is dated from November 23 also. And the name of the article is Excess Deaths in Philippines, 262,000 deaths in 2021, 67,000 deaths in 2022. So a congressman from Philippines launches congressional hearing. Yeah, and there's some graphics here, and you can also find the Twitter of this congressman in which he's speaking about the effect of these vaccines, the probable effect of these vaccines, and the link with excess deaths. Can you read this for us? Can you see the summary of this investigation?
Okay, so that was come down to, basically it's saying in 2021 provisional, the PSA data shows over 265,000 people were excess deaths compared to the 46,000 COVID-19 attributed deaths. It really is shocking what's happening with everybody, and it's all to do with these experimental vaccines. And that's what it's not, this word experimental, and it is going about. We thought that was a strange word to use, you know, going back 2-3 years ago, but now that it seems to be coming out in mainstream media as well, and it's getting, you know, used more and more because that's what it's coming down to. It is an experimental vaccine that was used. So anyway, and then if we go into the Philippines, is saying in the 2022 provisional PSA data shows over 62,000 excess deaths versus in the 2020 comparison. And so that compared to over 7,000 deaths attributed to the COVID-19.
Yeah, so what we can see is the majority of deaths are not related to COVID-19. That's obvious. And there's a huge number of people dying from other causes.
Yeah.
And they say in the end, COVID-19 cannot explain the number of excess deaths. Mm. Therefore, it should be something else. And there's only one medical procedure that has been applied to all the population, most of the population of this planet that we know of. Anyway, so this is just an investigation, but there's even more interesting things coming from Japan, in which we can find that the Japanese doctors have really pointed at the COVID vaccines as being the source of a huge excess deaths happening in Japan also. So first, this is an article from February 2023, but I think we kind of need to take a break pretty soon. No, we still have a couple of minutes. So the title is Japanese researchers sue the government for hiding inconvenient truths about the jab. And you can find this on dailycloud.io. For sure, other sources are presenting this also. It's going to be found on Twitter, you know, with the video clips of these researchers. And they are led by Dr. Masanori Fukushima. And they say that today we filed a lawsuit against the Japanese government for cancellation of the administrative action because the Japanese health ministry refuses to acknowledge the causal link between vaccines and deaths. That's why they took legal action. So this professor, Fukushima, he's a professor emeritus with over 25 years of oncology experience. Yeah, so that's what they demanded, an official investigation of the link between excess deaths and vaccination. And related to this, we also find Japanese officials urging the government to tell the truth about excess deaths following vaccine mandates. So this is from March 16, 2023. So it preceded the previous one. And you can find this article on the Gateway Pundit. And what they are saying here is incredible. They are reporting 210,000 excess deaths, the highest number since World War II. Can you believe this, Maisie?
No, I know. Well, nothing's really kind of out of the ordinary anymore, isn't it? No, it just seems to be everything's really, it's getting beyond a joke now. It really is. It's not fun. And just think of the amount of people that are dying and still keeping dying. And it does seem to come in down to this vaccine. And also as well, just when we're talking about other countries looking into the excesses, I'm just going to read a wee clip from actually the US Navy medic shut down for releasing unclassified the DoD data showing that 937% increased in heart failure among the vaccinated in the US military personnel. Lou Rockwell, how long can Depto defence COVID-19 vaccine injuries, disabilities and deaths? So the US Navy medics, now imagine getting told to shut down because of the excess deaths. And there's quite a few of the whistleblowers now from the militaries all starting to speak out and the fact that the vaccines have caused numerous and all the ailments, it's not even ailments, it's just it's horrific what people are starting to suffer from these vaccines. So if that's coming out from the US military and doctors are starting to speak out about it, so this isn't just conspiracy anymore. This is actually starting to come out big time. And before you know it, the BBC is going to have to admit that, you know,
there is something
happening. Yeah.
I just want to read shortly, because we don't have much time till the advert, what this Japanese lawmaker, Mr. Yanagase Hirofumi, is speaking out in I think it's their parliament here. He's saying, as you can see from this panel, the dramatic increase in the number of deaths is quite obvious. Last year, the number of deaths in 2022 exceeded 1.58 million, the highest number since World War II. Compared to 2021, the number of deaths has increased by more than 140,000. So it should have been lower considering the medical measures that have been applied. But compared to 2020, the number of deaths has increased by a staggering number of 210,000. And then he says COVID didn't cause so many more deaths. There must be factors like vaccines. I wonder how the government is analyzing this problem. Actually, Japan has been flooded with people complaining of feeling ill after receiving the COVID vaccine. I've been carefully monitoring the system of reporting illnesses suspected to be caused by adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. But we wonder if the system is functioning properly. Yeah, just in the reported cases alone, there have been as many as 2001 cases of suspected vaccine-induced deaths. And let's also consider that more recently, meaning in March 2024, the Japanese researchers are warning about risk associated with blood transfusions from COVID-19 mRNA-vaccinated individuals. And you can find this on the official website of the Thailand Medical News. And they are saying here that there are risks associated with blood transfusions from such genetic vaccine recipients. According to the research of doctors from Tokyo Medical University hospitals, and they point to blood abnormalities, immune dysfunctions, neurological complications, and they also propose some measurements and recommendations. But let's remember this fact that the blood of these people may be affected, and studies have reported cases of thrombocytopenia, thrombotic disorders, and other abnormal red blood cell morphology in genetic vaccine recipients. This is coming from microscopic examination of blood samples from such vaccinated individuals. So, yeah, I think this is science and not conspiracy theory. What do you think about this? Have you heard about?
Have I heard about the conspiracy theories?
No. Have you heard about this problem with blood transfusions?
Yes, there is, the blood transfusion, I think that even the blood transfusion service themselves are starting to want unvaxxed blood rather than black. But also, I'm going to just what I was reading again earlier on there was...
I think you may continue after the advert.
Oh, that's right. We're talking too much now again. Sorry, guys. Here's a little song. Well, hello there and welcome back to Cumbernauld FM 106.8. So we're kind of taking up a wee bit. I know that we're talking about the vaccines and the vaccine injuries and stuff. And there's actually a vaccine group, just in case anybody's interested. There's a Scotland vaccine group and they've got Twitter and they've got Telegram. If you're needing to look up anything or even if you're looking for any help or advice, then you can go on to Just Chop It Up, and it's called Scottish Vaccine Injury Group, and they can help you with any kind of information that you're looking for. It. But as I said, what we're talking about today isn't any of our views. This is all factual clips and readings that we've been doing from actual papers and online. So it's not coming from the actual station or even Mona and I, even though we've got our own views and points on it. But we're only reading from the papers and, as I said, online. And it's horrendous what's been happening, because when we think back to what happened at the beginning, people believed what they were doing was right and to help each other and to keep each other safe. And we're finding as time's going on that I think there's more sinister things that seems to be happening, you know. And, you know, I, for one, my family were kind of, we were all kind of like separated at some points because we didn't believe, you know, we all had our views and different views of what was happening, what was going on and why we should do things. But it's horrific, you know. And I've got friends and family that have been, you know, really hurt by the illness, by the vaccines and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think we're only just scraping the surface of what's really been going on, you know.
I mean, when we are speaking here that they have been harmed by vaccines, of course we are not speaking about scientific studies or anything, but that's what they are thinking.
Yes.
That's what people among us are thinking. And we have seen that some officials also have the same suspicions. And yeah, we have to say that, of course, our presentation here has nothing to do with this community radio's position regarding vaccines or medical treatments or anything. It's not this the purpose. We just want to give our listeners a balanced view that they may not get just from the mainstream media. That's our own purpose here. And also, we have to add that there's various other explanations for, you know, heart issues. Or, for example, you just open the Daily Mail and you find that they've got a recent article here saying that sunbathing for just one day may increase your risk of heart disease and stop the body fighting infections. And they are quoting also some researchers from the University of Louisville in Kentucky. So you can find many explanations for, you know, such illnesses and stuff. That's for a balanced view. And of course, not only in this paper, but to remember that this fact that can be adverse effects following a vaccination is not disputable. In fact, we have a so-called yellow card reporting system, especially for this device, from the very beginning by the UK government. And you can find it on its website. So just look for the summary of yellow card reporting. And if you go on that page, which is too long for you to listen to right now, you will find at the end of the page that each of the vaccines in use has got a separate page that you can investigate. For example, Pfizer has got a page on the yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk, on which you can find the report profile with all the adverse effects, including the allegedly fatal ones, you know, because they have been reported also. And the same for all the other vaccines. So these pages can be also investigated by anybody. And of course, any person can report an alleged vaccine adverse event, you know, be it from the COVID mRNA vaccines or any other vaccine or any medical product, in fact. Any such things can be reported to MHRA. Now, officially, it is reported also in the mainstream media that some people have demanded compensations for such damages. For example, the Telegraph tells us, right in January 2024, that AstraZeneca needs to deal with £80 million COVID jab compensation claim, which is set to be one of the biggest battles of its kind. And this comes from 35 alleged victims of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. So they say, these people, that the vaccine has been linked to a newly identified condition that causes blood clots called vaccine-induced immune thrombocytopenia and thrombosis, VITT. So this is exactly what the Japanese researchers were speaking about and doctors. And they say here, in about 1 in 5 cases, patients who contracted VITT died. The Telegraph understands that up to 40 more claims are expected to be lodged. So this is an obvious matter. And in Telegraph, they are reporting also that victims, the so-called victims of AstraZeneca COVID vaccines, claim to be censored, that they have received bans on social media, while right now YouTube admits it was wrong to try to censor official COVID inquiry video. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, so the families of the AstraZeneca vaccine victims fight to get jab listed on death certificates. So there's three widows, share their struggles to have the COVID jab recorded as the official cause of death of their husbands, because it seems to be going back again to the beginning when it was all starting to happen. We were reading was the fact that in the papers they were saying that every death was getting listed as COVID-19. So they weren't officially recording the data properly. I mean, look at that. It's three ladies actually trying to, you know, get it recorded. So we're not medically trained here or anything like that. So in the end, you really got to do your own study and research to look at things, because, you know, there's so much out there and it gets kind of mashed up with everything else that's going on. But it's shocking, because when they did that, it stopped anybody from really getting proper death certificates, you know. Now, even when we're talking about the excess deaths, I mean, we're talking about different countries. It is starting to come out with many other doctors and scientists and virologists and things. So as it's becoming very, very questionable now on the deaths, whether it was COVID-19 or as a bigger part played by the vaccines, you know. And what I've been reading well was insurance companies are starting to play a big, big part in this as well, because they're starting to see the rise in insurance claims. And a lot of insurance companies now are starting to ask you, have you been vaxxed, before they even, you know, put you on their system. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more questions than what there seems to be answers just now. And also we're looking at Andrew Bridgen, MP. Now, I believe he's actually been a bit of a rock, because he's trying to bring out and highlight what's happening. You know, he's asking a lot of questions what's going on with the vax, you know, and he seems to be getting shouted down from every angle, you know. And this man lost his seat in Parliament more or less because of it. And then what we found quite strange there was we've been trying to look up Andrew Bridgen on YouTube, and they seem to be clearing a lot of his own data, and you're not getting really anything beyond like 2 months ago or anything recent, what I should say. So it's a bit crazy what they're actually doing. So yeah, you're getting censored just about every corner if you're trying to talk out or ask questions and anything.
Yeah, but I would say that even though there's no recent videos from Andrew Bridgen, which we know that in fact there are, for example, on Telegram there's many, or on Twitter, on his Twitter, there's many new videos of him. But what we can find on YouTube, and it's not censored, is you know, the videos of Dr. John Campbell, in which he speaks about these interventions of Andrew Bridgen and the official excess deaths investigation in the UK Parliament. Also, the International Health Regulation Amendments debate in which Andrew Bridgen is involved. So Dr. John Campbell is using official sources of data, like Our World in Data, the Office of National Statistics. So he brings nothing from, you know, his own experience or his suspicions into this equation. And it's very interesting to follow. He's got no less than 3 million subscribers on YouTube, believe it or not. And if you try to find something about excess deaths, especially in the UK, but not only on an international scale, I think you can have a look at his videos.
Right, okay. This is one that I've been watching from time to time. So, question that on Dr. Campbell is, was he retired now, Mona? Is he a retired doctor?
And he was also a promoter of these vaccines, I think, till 2022 or at least the end of 2021. He was not an anti-vaxxer, that's for sure.
No, that's right, because that's what I was reading as well, that he wasn't. And I believe he even took the vax.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took the vax himself. But now that...
Same as Andrew Bridgen.
Andrew Bridgen, that's right, he took the vax as well. And then when he started seeing all the, you know, everybody questioning it and a lot more doctors and scientists speaking out about it, he started questioning it as well. And I guess a lot of people contacted Andrew Bridgen at the beginning as well, because when he did start talking about things, I think there was a petition that went on to him. And I think that's what kind of woke him up about it. And again, with Dr. Campbell here. So these are people that are not anti-vaxxers or didn't take the vax. These are people that have realised actually what's been the true cause or what's happening. So again, what do you do? You think you're doing something right. You think you're doing the best for people. And this is what you're getting. Where, you know, I can only just keep going back to how shocking it's all been and the lies. I just wish the government would actually open up and be honest with people and let us know exactly what was happening and why. Because it does seem to be coming down to pharmaceutical companies. We all know pharmaceutical companies are there to make money. They're not there really to help anybody, because they seem to be making billions and billions when people are just seem to be getting sicker and sicker. And I, for one, I think I'll just go back to just my herbal teas. Yeah. Would you think you'll have some more?
I mean, we Romanians are fans of natural therapies, you know that. I mean, we have huge shops full of, you know, such teas and all kinds of natural products that you don't have here. We spoke about this previously. So we look for treatments. But by the way, during this pandemic, all natural treatments and all treatments for COVID were not endorsed by the government and by the medical authorities either. So therefore, people had to apply the protocols coming from the WHO mainly. But yeah, there were hospitals and hospitals. I mean, hospitals in nobody died of COVID and hospitals in which almost everybody died of COVID, believe it or not. Right. So this has been spoken officially on TV, you know, in Romania, mainstream channels. So things are very different from country to country. But for anybody who wants to research this, you know, and the excess mortality, you can have a look on ourworldindata.org and you will see that definitely there has been an excess mortality throughout the planet, and especially in the countries which have applied these official means to deal with the COVID virus. So there is a correlation, not a causation. Obviously, we cannot prove this. Not even these wonderful scientists and doctors can prove this. But there is a correlation. And this definitely needs some investigation. And I don't know if there's enough interest in this. But as we said, some people have been injured. Some people have died. And yeah, there is noise here and there about these people want to know if this is related to the vaccines or not. And I have also seen on Zero Hedge that they have something very, very interesting, some recordings showing top Pfizer scientists speaking about suppressed concerns over COVID-19 boosters. So this is on ZeroHedge.com by Tyler Durden. And it gives us some Twitter posts in which you can see videos of the principal scientist at Pfizer, Canwell Gill, in 2021, saying we had no idea how it's going to look like. mRNA vaccines have been there for 50 years, but nothing went to clinical trials because mRNA have been known to have side effects. And she also said it takes 10 years for a vaccine to come out. It takes years of observations. We are doing everything at the same time. Even Pfizer CEO and even BioNTech CEO won't have answers. It's also becoming a money game. And another intervention coming from Pfizer's pharmaceutical formulation scientist Ramin Darwari, who said in 2021, so this was on Twitter, they're engineering it specifically for me to take the next one, so increasing my consumption. It's going to affect my heart and I'm going to die. And nobody's talking about that. So pretty shocking claims coming from people that worked for Pfizer, worked to produce these vaccines. And this, of course, is called whistleblowing, which should be encouraged. I mean, we know all the procedures in care as we both work there. Whistleblowing is officially encouraged. So if there's a matter of interest for the health and safety of the people in care, yeah, that should be investigated, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I think there's a lot more investigation needing to go on to try and get to the bottom of whatever's really happening, you know, because it really does. I think it's putting people off from getting vaccines because it's now questioning the whole makeup of vaccines, because there's a lot going about, you know, some people are saying, and this is even the papers that are saying that the mRNA in it, and there's gene technology in it, there's nanoparticles going in it. So, I mean, we really need to know as a public, we need to know what is true. Yeah, I want the government to open up and let us know exactly really what's happening and give everybody the truth out there. That's what we need. We need the truth. And let's stop all these, you know, conspiracy theories. And the fact when they say conspiracy theories, it's just because people are questioning things and they're coming to their own conclusions, you know, and they're doing their own research. You can't say it's a conspiracy theory. You've got to allow people to be able to have their own views and ideas and what's happening. And it is horrendous. Even when I've been talking about things, or, you know, even to my own family, and they've said that to me a couple of times, and I'm talking about the weather or something else, you're going, but I'm only just questioning things. So if you're questioning things and you're asking things and you're saying what your thoughts are, I mean, suddenly they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theory, which I think is actually really wrong. Yeah. And that's what the mainstream media seems to be doing to people. You're not allowed to speak about certain things unless it suits them. It's got to be their agenda.
Yeah, I mean, according to the NHS constitution and according to the international laws and the human rights, nobody needs to be forced to take a certain medical treatment or to participate in experiments, you know, against their will and informed consent,
yeah,
isn't it? So we're just speaking about the absolutely basic rights of every person to the integrity of their bodies, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's nothing more than this. So absolutely a debate. It's very much encouraged from the general perspective of the human rights. And we're not speaking about anything else. We're not condemning anybody, because there were difficult times, especially for the medical establishment, for the politicians. I mean, we can admit this, and we know that this can repeat. So therefore, we need to learn our lessons. And anyway, the reality is that there is an excess deaths, and especially there is an excess deaths with young people, which should never happen. For example, according to this Our World in Data, it appears that in Canada, for example, 3 years in a row, 2021, 2022, and 23, they had like around 20% excess deaths in children up to 14-year-old. So this is a huge signal. It never should be more than a few percent. And during the pandemic, with many, many countries, it was negative excess deaths in children. So there was no excess mortality in children. There must be a cause for all these things. And we're just imploring people to do their jobs and find out the truth for the sake of all of us. And let's consider that there's experts and people with high professional authority who are speaking about these issues. It's not us. I mean, our personal opinion doesn't matter in this problem, isn't it?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And we're talking about the young ones. It seems to be a lot more young ones that are actually dying. And I just read this morning that a 16-year-old boy just suddenly dropped dead outside his school. I'm not going to say where, because obviously it was obviously tragic. And over the course of the last couple of weeks, I think I've read at least about maybe 200 people from different countries just athletes, I mean, we're talking about athletes as well. Just these are people that are meant to be really healthy and fit. And, you know, these guys are just suddenly dropping. And it's shocking. I think there was one of them was a tennis player and he died suddenly. I mean, it's awful. So, yeah, I think we really need to get to the bottom of this. We do. So anyway, listen, I think you have had enough from us talking about this, and we're going to have another song on here. And
no, I think it's too late.
Is it too late to play a song? Right, okay, sorry guys, I guess we've probably burned your ears out. Okay, well listen, all we can say is look out for each other.